Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Excuse me, where's everybody going?
To Gobbler's Knob. It's Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Babe.
This is not a recording.
I got you, babe.
It's actually Chuck and Chernoff in the morning. Little Groundhog Day switcheroo.
Get up and check that hog out there.
Yeah. Ooh, he's
come here, Groundhog.
Your favorite shows are all mixed up today throughout the rest of the schedule. Am I supposed to tell them the schedule, or are they just supposed to tune in to see? I should tell them. So everybody's mixed up today, Chuck. We're on 6 to 10. Buck's in a brand new shift, 10 to 11.
What?
You heard me, Buck. And then you'll get the locker room today, 11 to 2. And Nick and Chris will drive you home later this afternoon. As part of Bravuary, they have 20 Braves in 20 days. Yesterday, they had Brian Snitker. Today, Ozzy Albies. Around 5 p.m. The 7 o'clock hour of this program brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. We will try to catch up with the general, Beauregard Lee, a little bit later on today after he makes his appearance. He doesn't typically do a lot of interviews on a day like this since he's so busy, but we are efforting, Chuck, to see if we can't catch up with the general.
Hey, Matthew.
Who's that?
This is Punxsutawney Phil.
We don't want him.
I'm a rodent. I got tased today.
That's a no.
Call Breda. They'll tase your rodents if that's what's necessary.
Wait, why would we care about Punxsutawney Phil? It's in Pennsylvania. They could have winter for the next 6 years. I wouldn't care. So the general, who's no longer, we grew up with Punxsutawney, or the general being at the Yellow River Game Ranch. Now he's at the Dawson Trails. Yeah, now he's moved. So it's a whole news. Will he see a shadow or not? I mean, it's a lot of drama.
I think there's a Roman numeral after him.
Oh, really? It's not the original?
Like, I saw...
I don't think groundhogs live that long.
How long does a groundhog live?
I saw Ugga in, like, 1979.
Yeah, we're up to, like, 10, aren't
we? Okay, did I see Ugga? Oh, yeah, I saw him
three
in 79.
Years. So groundhogs around three years?
Oh, really?
That's it, huh?
Oh, so there's a Roman numeral after him.
So we're on, like, Beauregard Lee.
It's like 30? Super Bowls, yeah.
Why do you think, though, and it's not fair that Punxsutawney Phil, and maybe it's because the movie got so much claim that the general is just sort of forgotten about. It's not, I mean, give him some attention.
Oh, no, Punxsutawney had planted that flag long ago, yeah.
I get it, but there's a new kid in town.
Now, I remember actually growing up in the Today Show would be there.
With Punxsutawney Phil? Yeah. But what about the general? Shouldn't, like, Fox 5 will be there?
That's going, like, decades
ago. That was Yellow River Game Ranch.
Right.
It was just this... trash place on 78.
I loved Yellow
River. It was
better. Yellow River Game Ranch was awesome because you could get in for like a dollar and you could get all the feed you want and go around.
You turn the little crank and...
A lot of decrepit animals. I mean,
come on. It was not like an old folks home for horses.
Wait, am I right? There was some stuff in there like, oh, you did a lot of this when you saw different animals. You'd go, oh... A lot of unhealthy-looking animals.
That is not true.
Does the rest of the U.S. frown on Beauregard Lee because, you know, he's named after a Confederate general?
I mean, if you're taking it out on the poor groundhog, what did he do? I mean, he didn't pick his name. That's fine. We respect what the general can bring to the table today, telling us if we're going to have more winter or not. Chuck, let's get to our headlines that are brought to you by...
Brought to you by Black Tar Heroin.
Tagline?
Once you go black, you'll never go back.
Good point, Chuck.
Well, they have been looking to increase market share.
No, headlines are delivered to you by our very own Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station and home for Fox News. Neil Bortz and the Kimmer, plus Clay Travis in the Morning Extra with Tug, Reno, and Carlos.
Tug and those other guys.
Right. Make sure to download the Extra app. I would call it a mixed bag last night in the basketball world, but it really wasn't. Good for the Hawks. They went to Phoenix last night and probably played their best game of the year. Blew out the Suns, 132 to 100. I say it was their best win of the year for two reasons. Winning on the West Coast is never easy. The Suns had gotten healthy for the most part, and the Hawks were up 40-plus points in this game and won by 32. In the fourth quarter, the white flag was raised because the Hawks had such a big lead. I saw Frank Kaminsky on the floor, Vic Krejci on the floor, and a bunch of backups. So the Hawks get back to 500 at 26 and 26. So that was the good. The bad, unfortunately, was the White Walkers and the other team in town, Georgia Tech. Georgia lost to Auburn by 21. Again, it's still been a surprising sort of decent enough year for Georgia.
And
Mike White's first year.
They had a couple of good wins in conference. Yeah.
They
Auburn earlier.
They're 14-8, yeah. 4-5 in the conference. That's okay. It's fine. It's not what you want, but it's fine. Other end of the spectrum, Georgia Tech lost at Louisville. And Louisville came into last night's game with two wins. Not in the conference. Two wins on the season. They were 2-19. They were 0-10 in the ACC. Well, now they're 1-10 in the ACC because they beat Georgia Tech 68-58. If you're trying to find anything that the Jackets did well in that game, you have to search and search and search because you can't find it. They didn't shoot free throws well. Didn't shoot threes well. They now fall to 1-10 in the conference, or excuse me, 1-11 in the ACC. They're in dead last, 8-14 overall. Things couldn't get worse for Josh Pastner, but they continue to. They've lost 8 in a row. I don't know what their plan is because it always has, it involves money with Georgia Tech, whether they can cover buyouts and pay new coaching staffs. I don't see any way, shape, or form how you could live this one down, bringing that guy back another year.
They just spent a bunch of money on football.
I understand. You got to figure it out.
That's a fair response, by the way, but if
I would say this to Jay Bat.
If you quickly go back to the top of the phone list again.
Right. But I would say this to Jay Bat. Why'd you take this job? Because as an assistant in Alabama, there were going to be people calling. I only take an AD job where I think I have the resources to do what I want based on performance, not because the money and the bottom line. That would suck.
There are probably, in a normal situation, a Division I basketball program will play about 12 games before January 1st. Almost all of it's non-conference. And, you know, the only variance is you'll be in a tournament and if you, you know, get an extra game because you advance, whatever. Here's the reason I say that. You're going to play like 11, 12 games before the calendar turns. Because of the ability to schedule, because of the ability to choose which 8-team or 4-team holiday tournament you get into, you should never, ever, ever, ever turn the calendar with more than about 2 losses. You may play your rival and you don't have a choice in that. Maybe they're better, so you lose. Maybe in one of those holiday Christmas tournaments, you get a bad draw and you lose. You should. A college basketball team has enough power and input in its schedule that like 9-2 is that's what you should be every December 31st. Georgia Tech was 7-6 in the part of the schedule where you literally can pluck wins out of the air. They were 7-6.
You know who's laughing the most? Memphis people. Because I remember when Pastner was hired,
they were compensate them, didn't they?
They were laughing like he was about to get the axe over there, and they're like, "You're taking Pastner," so they didn't have to do anything as far as compensation because he quit and came here. So that's the mess on North Avenue. If you're jonesing for football, you do have the East-West Shrine Bowl tonight. I don't know what that does for you, but the Falcon coaches will be there. Falcons are coaching one team tonight. Patriots will handle the other side. I assume both Falcon new additions to the staff. Ryan Nielsen, we saw, was in Vegas already, the new DC. I would assume Jerry Gray, who was hired as an assistant head coach in something on defense. Typically, he's worked with defensive backs. I assume he will be there as well, so if that does anything for you, you've got that tonight. You got the Senior Bowl on Saturday. And I think I can't even keep up with this Pro Bowl games thing. I think there's stuff spread out over the weekend. There might be stuff tonight for the Pro Bowl games and then throughout Saturday and Sunday with it all culminating on Sunday afternoon. I think. Do not quote me on, because I looked at the schedule and there was too much going on. Too much of the kick-tack-toe. The best pass.
I'm going to rely on you for the reports about this.
Okay. If I can bet on it, I'll tell you about it.
That I believe.
If there's something I can gamble on with the Pro Bowl games, I will be all about that. Now, the Super Bowl is just 10 days away, and you can gamble on that. Right now, the Eagles are a 1-point favorite in the game. Total has jumped up to 51. I gave Chuck a number earlier that I knew would make his marbles tingle. You tingled, didn't you? My Jalen Hurts number. It's not my number. I shared it with you from Scott Kazmar, who had it.
I was paying attention to the number.
All right, let me give you this number for those just joining us. If this gives you any indication of how you want to play the game, bet the game, do whatever with the game. Jalen Hurts, Eagles starting quarterback, who might be the MVP of the league this year, has 37 starts in his career.
Man, you just made me tingle.
Not yet. But this is, again, from pro football writer Scott Kazmar, who had the number. Jalen is 4-8 in his career against quarterbacks in the top 15 of QBR. It's typically your better quarterbacks. He's 0-6 against QBR quarterbacks in the top 15 on teams who have won 10 or more games. Conversely, he's 14-2 against quarterbacks ranked in the bottom half of QBR. The only quarterbacks that Jalen Hurts and the Eagles have beaten who were ranked in the top half of QBR in his career, they beat Jared Goff in week one this year with the Lions in that shootout game, and Daniel Jones twice. That's intriguing to me. Now, I like the Chiefs in the game and already did, but that's even sort of another. Now, it's not just on Jalen in those games. You look at the Philly defense and wonder what happened in those games, but how do we judge the quarterback? It's always your playoff success, who you beat, beating the best. It's not Jalen Hurts' fault that they had to go through Daniel Jones and then one play of Brock Purdy or one series before it was backups and then no quarterback. But that was the trek to the Super Bowl for Hurts, and now it's Mahomes. That's a different world.
In a game that a lot of the Chiefs, mainly the head coach and the quarterback, but a lot of the Chiefs, they look around. This is just another thing. I've been here before. I've done this. I've won it. I've lost it. I know how both of those. I mean, like, there is a huge advantage in that. When I was growing up, I was like, it's just about talent. It's a lot about talent. This kind of stuff matters when you get to the Super Bowl.
No. And then the video that we all saw yesterday that popped at 8:12 a.m. with Tom Brady.
Can we say there's no confirmation on this?
Sources close to Brady say the video posted yesterday was filmed prior to the posting.
Is that Giselle?
I don't know. But it's not surprising. Everything Tom does, and this is not a criticism, it's everything's calculated in his life, his career, everything. He's a meticulous planner. But he's also like LeBron in the way that if LeBron's not getting enough attention, he will tweet in the middle of the Super Bowl something that he knows will get him some attention. In Brady's case, two things. Number one, he called the Bucs at 6 a.m. yesterday and told them the news and said, I'm posting the video at 8, so just so you guys know what's happening. And he made the video a lot shorter and sweeter than the written retirement he made on the same date a year ago because it wasn't a retirement. A year ago was he and I bet Tom kills himself for this. He did not specify thank you to the Bucks. He said thank you to everybody. You remember the outcry? Patriot fans were like, why didn't you say goodbye to us? Because he wasn't saying goodbye to the league.
He already left you. He was leaving Tampa. Right.
He was moving on to, he wanted to go to Miami with Sean Payton to be with the Dolphins.
But the allegation that he taped this a couple of days early,
I don't know when it was,
had it in his phone and all right, send now.
Of course, Chuck, he had a full film crew doing it with him. Come on. Like, listen, you think anything Tom Brady does is spur of the moment?
I've said two things.
What do you think, in the last 20 years, what's the one spur of the moment thing you think he's ever done?
Two things. I said, I'd like to see confirmation or some sort of response from Tom. If it's true, it is scripted sincerity, and that's called fake and fraud and whatever. If you're trying to come across and present it as, you know, I just this morning I'm looking at the sunrise and it just hit me. I'm in a new place. That's scripted sincerity, and you're pulling. I don't know that it's true though.
Peter Schrager, who I'll tell you, Schrager is as good as anybody. He's the one who had this yesterday. Per sources close to Brady, the video posted this AM was filmed prior to this morning. Kept this one awfully quiet. I mean, Schrager's good. You can run with it. Feel safe that Schrager had this right. And it's fine. It's not a huge deal.
Well, I'm sure he's accurate in that sources close to Brady have said this.
I just, it's perfect for Brady. Only because, again, nothing he does is going to be, it's 8. Let me post a video. You know, the rest of us would. We would grab our phone. And I bet it was shot multiple times. So I'll tear up a little.
There's
was that too
outtakes?
Long? Oh, I'm sure. Now, everybody who does this typically.
Can I get a little pancake 42? Can I get?
Did you not see the video? It wasn't a blotch of oil on his face. How do you look at 8:12 when you woke? He didn't. Now he was
just killed a bear with a knife.
Correct. I saw you this morning at 5:50. Right. He looked. Hair was perfect. He flat ironed the hair.
Like Tom Brady. Flat iron.
He flat ironed the hair. Did you not see it? It was perfect.
It was off
to the side. He does Botox. You can see with the forehead. Doesn't have a wrinkle on the. And he can. He's rich. He can do whatever.
What if it's the smart water and the avocados
and the botulism? You don't get
that rid is of what Botox is.
Okay. You don't get rid of wrinkles from drinking vitamin water. Wrinkles are a part of growing
stays out
old.
Of the sun.
I know. We're the same age. I got more wrinkles than him.
Well, you have stressors that he doesn't.
Are you sure?
Stressors.
Are you sure?
I don't think.
His last year, my last year was a lot more calm than his.
I don't think that like he ever got fed up with Giselle and wanted to go to the basement and realize not Giselle's mom's down there.
Oh, I'll disagree with you. I bet he got fed up with Giselle multiple times
last
year.
But he could go to the basement because Giselle's mom doesn't live with him.
That doesn't change the lack of frustration. Now, here's the difference. I can go anywhere else I want. He can't.
Brady Cabana.
Where is Tom going to go to get rid of, nobody's going to see. Did you see the video of Tom at that school in Miami the other day? He's enrolling his kids in one of the private schools. Hoyt, did you see this? Somebody's doing one of these, hold the phone to the side and shoot Brady. He can't go anywhere.
It's an autograph signing.
He was just looking at a school for his kids, and the video was there. So it's been what a rough year, top to bottom, for the guy. And I love to poke at him because it's just plain jealousy. What a miserable year for that guy. Marriage blows up. Team stinks. He wasn't as good as he was.
Yeah.
I know you're going to tell me the money. I know you're always the money.
I'm saying that there was a lot of choice involved.
You can't be sad in this life.
There was a lot of choice involved.
It's not just
the money. I'm saying that there was a lot of choice. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go back and play.
Could you not give me a little bit, or give him, that it's been a rough year?
I say absolutely it has been. There was some choice involved.
There's the choice involved in a lot of us. It still can be wrong.
Sure,
you have no,
you're right. No, I do.
Feeling for anybody.
That's so not accurate.
Chuck, stay connected. All the latest news at this radio station.
No, I'm not going to be connected. I don't feel.
Your favorite fan shows are all available on the Fan app, driven by Beaver Direct.
I've been wanting to start an app for a while.
Well, the fan beat you to it, Mike.
Google the computer to say my sports content choices.
So wait, let me get this right. My sports content choices. Is that
there's
what
Fubo, which we advertise.
Fubo.
There's Hulu. There's all these different companies now.
How
there's
would
Sling TV? There's all these different ways you can get the programming you want.
Really? Fubo, Hulu, and Sling TV.
So if you go to Google it, you can get it on your computer there.
It's advice, Jay. You and Mike would have great conversations about technology. It would be fascinating to hear.
I function.
Beaver Direct, the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com to see what
wow
really means. Oh, very exciting, Chuck. We're going to give people a chance to win your breakfast. Are the synapses firing yet?
You can't win!
Okay, we should not risk $100 gift cards at a steakhouse for a breakfast contest. We should risk like biscuits and hash browns.
There has to
be a backup plan for this. You can't give away a ribeye.
Arnett's is the fine sponsor of the game.
I appreciate that. Fine. Let's give them a sack out the window of Hardee's.
We'll do it in about 10 minutes. Coming up next,
I never
get
asked about anything on the show, by the way. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Why do you think that is?
You're trying to leave me.
Coming up next, sometimes the best trades are really the ones you don't make.
I'd rather have Clark Howard than Matt Chernoff.
Oh, wow. You and Clark to do the show? He would have better travel advice than I give you. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Clark is a super good guy.
He really is.
Can you picture Clark being mad at anybody?
This was supposed to be a good thing, working mornings, and you're just turning it into...
No, I'm having a blast.
My whole day, I woke up this morning, smiled on my face. I was like, by like 1 o'clock, I'm going to be 1:15, I'm going to be home, naked, playing my baseball game on my computer. And stop. Let the music play.
Here's the problem. I'm going to tell the audience, you haven't been happy with the coffee since you got here. You've made that, you said
this
it
was a, yes, this
15
was supposed
times.
To be a positive experience. And so far, I'm just saying it's I'm still waiting for that to begin.
All right, we got to figure this coffee out.
My whole day, I was looking forward to everything that this whole day was going to be different and better.
Did I finish the tease? Hell, what's the difference?
1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Not like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
Happy Groundhog Day.
What is this, February 1st?
February 2nd, Chuck. Imagine somebody just tuning in. What the hell is going on? It's a Groundhog Day free-for-all.
Groundhog Day!
Till we see Punxsutawney Phil's shadow or the General Beauregard Lee, we're here.
I got tased today.
There was the general.
I'm a rodent.
We're doing a whole mix-em-up today with the station. Don't be alarmed. This is a one-day thing. Although, our social media team sent out, enjoy the new lineup.
I don't know what we do.
Because now you got people.
People? You got me. I found out we were doing this on, what is today, Thursday? I found out on Tuesday.
Yeah, we were told a month and a half ago.
I found out Monday we have pictures tomorrow.
That was also a month ago.
So when I read on social media this is the new lineup, I was like, oh, I got to get a dog person to come over and let them out.
See, the nice comments are wonderful as I read them. And then I see some of them, I'd rather have Nick and Chris. I'm turning it off. When is this happening? I'm not, I don't need people angry at us. But it's only today only. The whole lineup is all mixed up and down. You'll get Buck in a new spot today, 10 to 11.
What?
Right. You'll get the locker room at 11 o'clock, 11 to 2, and then Nick and Chris for your drive home 2 to 6, including a special guest at 5, Ozzie Albies, as part of Bravesuary. So look forward to all that here on The Fan today. The 7 o'clock hour of this radio experience, and my sponsors are brand new for me, so bear with me. The 7 a.m. hour is all brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Now,
I apologize. Will you start over?
Nope, I won't. If you want to jump on the lines, we're going to give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner in a moment.
You can't win!
That's not...
But today, it's win Chuck's breakfast. His synapses aren't firing. You should have a great shot. Hop aboard. You hop aboard.
So you can win some biscuits.
Maybe.
Hash browns, maybe.
$100 gift cards to Arnett's Chop Shop.
Not what this game's supposed to be.
At 404-231-1680. Before we go there, Chuck, we've all heard the old expression, sometimes the best trades you make are the ones you actually don't make. Sometimes that's just how it works out, either by somebody turning you down, you turning them down, any number of reasons why a trade doesn't go through. I don't know why I tripped upon an old tweet. You know the name Craig Mish, who covers the Marlins? He does a really good job.
Yeah, he actually is known for just good, reliable information, sort of a meat and potato guy.
Very connected when it comes to deals involving the Marlins. Mm-hmm. He sent out a tweet way back on December 4th, 2018. December 4th, that he wrote, sources indicate the Braves' discussions with the Marlins for JT Realmuto include a package built around third baseman Austin Riley and Michael Soroka. The Marlins are still listening to other offers from other clubs. Okay. Then he sent out another tweet 8 days later from Craig Mish that said, sources indicate the Braves are willing to part with top prospect Austin Riley for Realmuto, but I don't believe the trade would also include previous names I had mentioned, like Soroka and Sean Newcomb. The Marlins have held firm on wanting multiple players for JT Realmuto. He sent out another tweet just 3 days later. Sources. Braves appear to be slight favorite to land Realmuto. Austin Riley is on the table. Lots of moving parts, but the Mets, Yanks still probably in and have to outdo Atlanta to get JT. And then one final tweet on February 7, 2019 from Craig Mish, where he writes, multiple sources inform me, which will soon be denied, that the Braves' final offer to the Marlins for Realmuto did include Austin Riley, but not much else. Miami preferred the Phillies' package of Sixto Sanchez and Jorge Alfaro. And there you have it. That's a major whoops on the Marlins' part. Jorge Alfaro is a backup catcher, and Sixto Sanchez to this point.
He's moved on now.
Yeah, at this point, Sixto hasn't done anything.
Well, he got hurt.
And Austin has turned into one of the top three third basemen in the game, who the Braves have now long term. Now, you can call this good luck if Craig Mish's reporting is right. Not because JT wouldn't have been good here, but Austin, for the value of what he presents at third base and his age, it's a no-brainer that you have a better option with Austin here than JT behind the plate.
It cost you a hell of a lot more money, too, because you said, well, you wouldn't have brought in Darno or what? No, you would have paid.
You know what he was?
You had one more season of the Marlins' cheap money.
But then it was a five-year, $115 million deal for Realmuto.
It would have cost you way, way, way more money.
Think of the things you couldn't have done otherwise. As the Braves were building up the payroll, you mentioned Darno. They signed him to a very economical contract. And frankly, he's not Realmuto, but he's been really, really good.
He has been. Absolutely has been.
Then you add what they've done now with the trade and signing Sean Murphy long-term. Some of the other things they could do with the money. It was just, and again, this is just good luck that the trade didn't happen and the Marlins wanted a different package, or else you wouldn't have had Riley.
I want to go back in time like 40 seconds and take back all my comments. Do you know why this was actually something you don't do? Because it's really unlikely that if you'd have made this trade, you would have had a second World Series title.
I agree.
You didn't make the bottom line. Yeah. We were champions.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happened once in the four seasons since you didn't do it. I don't think if you did make the trade, it would have happened twice. So there's your measuring stick. Take away everything else we said.
But it also is a reminder, and we're all guilty of this. I'm more patient than some, but whenever we don't see the hot prospect pop, you know, Austin came out of the gate flying and then fell back, and it was like, trade him, send him back. He's never going to be right. There was a lot of that here. We did that with Dansby. Never going to work.
Why didn't you bring Donaldson back? They thought that they knew what they had.
And it turned out maybe they didn't because they were trying to trade him, if these reports are accurate. It's a fascinating look back on the deals that do happen, but more interesting, the deals that don't.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light.
A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
It's suicide! You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
It's time to win. Just served up by our next Chop Shop, a fresh modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Yeah, you know, at our next, the frittata is really the best thing going, and I think maybe the crab Benedict, Matt, is how.
No, is that how that
sorry,
goes?
Because it's not breakfast, which means that our next ribeye gift card should not be, or whatever you want for $100, should not be on the line this early. Boo, Matt, and whoever said do it this way.
I like how you're already making excuses. Just win, you have no problem. Al Davis was right. Just win, baby. So the way this game works, we have three categories.
Brioche French toast at
Arnett's is such a right answer. Oh, it's such a great atmosphere.
All right, what are we doing?
We have three contestants. We'll go head up with Chuck. The winner is obviously whoever outpoints the other. If we have a tie, we go to overtime, and we start the festivities by welcoming in Jeffrey, who's our first contestant with a chance to win Chuck's breakfast on the Fan. Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Doing well, Matt. Thank you.
Was it a little bit surprising that we were on your radio this morning?
I saw the tweet this morning. I was very surprised.
Are you happy about it, or would you want us to leave?
No, I like it. I wish you would do it every morning.
Now, don't get carried away, Jeffrey. I got a schedule. Here are your category options today. Breakfast foods, conference championship games, or movie franchises?
Movie franchises.
Movie franchises it is. Here's Brandon Joseph. He's your host with the most. 60 seconds on your game clock. Let's see if you can win Chuck's breakfast from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This movie franchise stars Will Smith and Martin Lawrence as Miami drug cops.
Bad Boys.
Correct. This movie franchise has released six films, with the last in 2022 starring Jeff Goldblum, Chris Pratt, and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Pass.
This buddy cop movie franchise features Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. This 11 movie franchise has featured actors Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and Michelle Rodriguez.
Fast and the Furious.
Correct. Born this week in 1934, this MLB Hall of Famer nicknamed the Hammer.
Hank Aaron.
Correct. This week in 1789, the Electoral College elected this person as the first Vice President of the United States.
Adams.
That is correct. This state is nicknamed the Sunflower State.
Kansas.
Correct. This movie franchise has released six films, with the last in 2022 starring Jeff Goldblum, Chris Pratt, and Bryce Dallas Howard.
All right. Very good number. Jeffrey, hold on for me. Let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. He's still isolating and not paying attention as I wave him in. Very distracted. Put your phone down. That was Jeffrey, our contestant there. Who was, he said it was extremely surprising to hear us. He'd like us to do this every day. I told him, slow his roll.
How do you spell Mench?
That's an M-E-N.
Yeah.
I believe it's an S-C-H or a C-H.
Oh,
it might be.
S-C-H, okay.
Are you writing about me?
No.
Thank you.
No, I'm writing the person that said, dropping off my channel a half hour away, give me your perfect coffee order, I'll bring it to you. So there's somebody who cares about me, unlike you, who just...
Somebody, a listener's bringing you coffee?
You got very accusatory.
No,
so.
But you're very ornery without
you're a mensch.
Are you like this every morning without your coffee?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm going to power through here.
Do you know who the person is? Like, do you have the number saved or is that just a random?
No, it's not like Steve and Gwinnett.
No, it wasn't like a DM on Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right.
There you go, King. Drink this.
Put that aside. Chuck, you're playing against Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey's history with us?
I didn't ask him about history. It was just too early. Your category is movie franchises. Go ahead and take a deep breath. That's the morning.
That's better.
I know it, right? It's the morning. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. Here's your chance to keep your breakfast from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This movie franchise stars Will Smith and Martin Lawrence as Miami drug cops.
Bad Boys.
Correct. This movie franchise has released six films, with the last in 2022 starring Jeff Goldblum, Chris Pratt, and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Jurassic series.
Correct. This buddy cop movie franchise features Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan.
Rush Hour.
Correct. This 11-movie franchise has featured actors Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and Michelle Rodriguez.
Fast and Furious.
Correct. Born this week in 1934, this MLB Hall of Famer nicknamed the Hammer.
Henry Aaron.
Correct. This week in 1789, the Electoral College elected this person as the first Vice President of the United States.
Hey, what was that, John Jay?
Incorrect. This state is nicknamed the Sunflower State.
Missouri.
Incorrect.
All right, good job, Chuck.
F.
You got five.
Give me the correct answers.
You were looking for Kansas.
I knew that one.
You were looking for Adams.
And I knew that, too, so that's basically seven.
That's basically five. So you get five.
So we're going to count that as seven?
No, we're going to count it as five.
It's like golf. What'd you put down?
Yeah, typically, what you get right is...
I'll put a six.
Well, that's nice. I'm going to go ahead and scratch it off and give you the five. Jeffrey also got a five.
No! So, Kansas, I knew Kansas.
For the first time ever.
The score tied, and at the end of regulation, we're going to overtime.
No.
A morning edition.
Special overtime rules in the playoffs.
We're going to play overtime. All right, Charles.
Oh.
You guys will get the same questions. Take your headphones off. Brandon Joseph, let's bring Jeffrey back in. You'll offer him the question first. Whoever can be closest, again, no Price is Right rules. You can go over whoever's closest.
Jeffrey, in the 11 Fast and Furious movies, how much has the franchise made at the worldwide box office?
$14.5
billion. Okay. Let's bring Chuck back in. Same question, Charles, that Jeffrey just asked.
What was the question? This is so unfair.
In the 11 Fast and Furious movies, how much has the franchise made at the worldwide box office?
Oh, gosh, there's 11 of them? I'm going to say they have made at the box office $2.3 billion.
Actual retail price?
$6.61 billion.
You can't win!
Chuck is closer. Jeffrey guessed $14.5 billion. All right, very good. You escaped by the hair on your chinny-chin-chin.
Borderline fair.
Hop out for me. There goes Chuck back to the isolation chamber as we welcome in our next contestant. Justin is on the fan with Chuck and Chernoff. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Are we ruining your morning, or is this in some way making your Groundhog Day better?
Shocking. I was in the gym, and I was very confused when your voice hit first. I was waiting for John Michaels.
Yeah. What do you bench?
215. I'm coming off shoulder surgery about a year and a half ago.
Oh, well, wish you nothing but the best. Justin, your category choices this morning, breakfast food and conference championship game.
I wanted that movies, but let's go breakfast food.
All right, breakfast food it is. Brandon Joseph will join the party now. We'll put 60 seconds on your game clock. Here's your chance to win Chuck's breakfast from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons are all marshmallows in this General Mills cereal. Correct. This General Mills cereal has the tagline, the taste you can see.
Pass.
Now known as the Pearl Milling Company, this was the name of Quaker Oats' syrup from 1889 to 2021.
Oh, it's the lady. Buttersworth.
Incorrect. Silly Rabbit, this cereal's for kids.
Trix.
Correct. This was the last president to lose the election in 1960 before winning upon running again in 68.
Ooh, pass.
This Irish theatrical show, originally led by Michael Flatley, is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Celtic Thunder?
Incorrect. This state is nicknamed the Sugar State of the South.
Mississippi.
Incorrect. This General Mills cereal has the tagline, the taste you can see.
All right, Justin, hold on 1 second. We'll see if that holds up. Let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. That was Justin, who was in the gym. Bench is 215, but was coming off shoulder surgery about 18 months ago. So he's making his way back. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome.
So I got another text.
Yeah.
I'm now also getting a sausage and cheese croissant from Dunkin' Donuts. So
you have a manservant getting you this stuff?
No, this is a different text. So this from just Dunkin' now, I guess.
Well, Chuck, I didn't want anything. Thanks.
Hang on.
That's okay.
Oh, wow, Finn, out of nowhere.
Tap dance, hang on.
All right, you're good.
Turn off sis.
No, I don't want anything. I'm fine.
Never.
Watching my figure. Chuck, your category is breakfast foods.
Okay, and who was I playing against again?
That was Justin.
Justin, how did Justin play?
We'll find out. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. Have a nice deep breath. Awesome. Here we go. Here's a chance for Chuck to keep his breakfast from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons are all marshmallows in this General Mills cereal.
Lucky Charms.
Correct. This General Mills cereal has the tagline, the taste you can see.
Dermel's The Taste You Can See. I am going to pass on that.
Okay, now known as the Pearl Milling Company, this was the name of Quaker Oats Syrup from 1889 to 2021.
Oh, that one, we don't say that anymore. Isn't that it? Yeah, that one.
You can say the name.
Can I say the Washington football team's former name, too?
Yeah.
In the context of a trivia question.
Aunt Jemima?
Yes. Silly Rabbit, this cereal's for kids.
Trix.
Correct. This was the last president to lose an election in 1960 before winning upon running again in 1968.
Oh, that was Nixon.
Correct. This Irish theatrical show, originally led by Michael Flatley.
Riverdance.
Correct. This state is nicknamed the Sugar State of the South.
Alabama.
Incorrect. This General Mills.
Damn it.
This General Mills cereal has a tagline. Taste you can see cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh, I was going to say kids.
And New Orleans is the sugar state of the South.
That's a city, but.
Yeah, I was confused there.
Louisiana.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
So, did I win?
You got five.
And?
Justin.
Got?
Two.
Two cards.
You can't win.
Two cards.
Weren't you the guy complaining? It's not fair.
No, this is fine. You have to come through when you got to come through.
All right.
What do I do? I answer the bell.
Well, answer the door and get out.
Warrior.
Let's welcome in our final contestant, Tyler.
Warrior.
Joins us on the fan with a chance to win Chuck's breakfast. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this made your day better or worse? Be honest.
I'm loving some morning Chuck and Chernoff.
Yes, I feel so good. That's validation. I only asked because I was hoping you would say that. Tyler, have you ever played with us before?
No, but I've listened a lot.
Sweet. I love it. All right, Tyler, your category, since we're out of everything else, is conference championship games.
I'm not super excited about that against the King.
You'll do fine. I have faith in you. Let's put 60 seconds on Tyler's game clock. We'll see if you can win Chuck's breakfast from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This team has won the most AFC championship games, with the last coming in 2018.
Chiefs.
Incorrect. Name one of the two NFC teams to never lose a conference championship game.
Cowboys.
Incorrect. This team won the most NFC championship games, with their last coming in 1995.
Cowboys.
There you go. This is the only NFL team to never play in a conference championship game.
Panthers.
Incorrect. Number one on the charts this week in 1999, Baby One More Time by this artist.
Britney Spears.
Correct. This toy debuted in 1964 and coined the original term for action figure, as it was nicknamed America's Movable Fighting Man.
G.I. Joe.
Correct. This state is nicknamed the Empire State of the South.
Georgia.
Correct.
All right, Tyler, hold on one second. We'll get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. That was Tyler, who was thrilled to be waking up and hear our voices. He wasn't very confident, though, playing the game, specifically this category. And
what was about the category you said?
Category is, hi, Chuck.
Hello. What did Tyler say about the category?
Conference championship games did not give him a bunch of confidence.
Oh.
But I told him to have no fear. It's a sports question. You typically struggle on those.
Truth. But it's also, for Tyler and everybody else, it's like you're in morning traffic on like 285 or 75 or something, man. You got stuff on your mind now.
You're not wrong. Look at you thinking of other people for a change. Getting you up early does this.
Hang on. I'm powering through, too. I didn't have regular coffee.
I've heard that once or 15 times today. My God, with the coffee.
No, we all have
We
all have our challenges. Jeez. That's all I'm saying. Let's respect each other's challenges.
Take a deep breath. Wow, your wife's lucky. Let's put 60 seconds on your game clock. Here's the chance for Chuck to keep his breakfast from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This team has won the most AFC championship games, with their last coming in 2018.
New England.
Correct. Name one of the two NFC teams that never lose a conference championship game.
NFC teams to never lose a conference championship game. San Francisco.
Incorrect.
Damn it to hell.
This team has won the most NFC championship games, with their last coming in 1995.
Dallas.
Correct. This is the only NFL team to never play in a conference championship game.
The only NFL team to never play? What?
A conference championship game. Never play in one.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Number one on the charts this week in 1999, Baby One More Time by this artist.
Britney Spears.
Correct. This toy debuted this week in 1964 as the original action figure nicknamed America's Movable Fighting Man. Correct. This state is nicknamed the Empire State of the South.
Oh, no.
That was not my. I was
no. When was the last NFC title game the Niners win? Let's think back. Oh yeah, it was 4 days ago.
Okay. One of the two teams that never lose in their conference champ in the NFC championship game was the Seahawks or the Giants.
Right.
One team that never played in a conference championship game was the Houston Texans. Huh? And the Empire State of the South is Georgia.
You did great.
I was getting all of that.
No, you did awesome.
Now, hang on. Just tell me I won. You got pass on this one. Just give me this one time. Tell me I won.
You got four.
And?
Tyler.
And?
He got four.
No.
Guess what?
No, no, no.
More history.
The score tied. And at the end of regulation, so we're going to overtime.
So not
morning overtime.
Overtime rules in the playoffs.
Right. So this will be a one question opportunity for both Tyler and Chuck. Chuck,
I smite overtime.
Take your headsets off for me. Let me bring back Brandon Joseph and Tyler. Tyler, here is your question. Whoever's closest will win.
Tyler, in their four appearances in the NFC Championship game, how many points have the Atlanta Falcons scored?
I'm going to go 86%.
Okay. Oh, nice. Nicely done, Tyler. Let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. Same question to the king.
So just,
Chuck, in their four appearances in the NFC Championship game, how many points have the Falcons scored?
Four appearances. 106.
Actual retail price?
108.
Wow!
Win, win!
Almost like you were a fan. You were closer.
Chuck wins his prize and the contestants.
How about that?
It's okay. This format works.
No, he's okay with everything. All right. If you're not familiar with what happens when Chuck wins, we play his dumb music.
What happens when Chuck wins? Chuck gets three cards.
And we thank Arnett's Chop Shop for being involved in the fun.
Thank you, Arnett's.
Wonderful steakhouse.
See y'all Saturday for breakfast.
I said it's a great steakhouse.
Huh?
It is. It's a fabulous steakhouse. It's one of our favorites. Thank you, Arnett's. All right, coming up next, this pick would make a lot of sense, and it could save the Falcons a lot of dollars. We'll talk about it next.
You can't win!
And Ozzie Albies, Chiellini and Domino, today at 5.
If you've got to be stuck in traffic, wouldn't you rather be stuck in a Mercedes-Benz from RBM? This is RBM of Atlanta traffic on the Fan.
Still nothing in the way of crashes up top here. It's just delays. So 400 in from Alpharetta to 285, east and west on 285. Mainly right now eastbound as you're kind of going over the river and heading on in towards Sandy Springs. We're seeing that heaviest little delay for you there. 85 coming on in. The drive-in from Peachtree Corners trying to make your way on to Peachtree Industrial Slow as well. I'm Wendy Hayes, 680 the Fan, RBM of Atlanta traffic.
Needle nose Ned, Ned the head, come on. Buddy Case Western High. Ned Ryerson. I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing!
Bing.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain.
Morning, campers.
We can't fly.
This is not a recording. This is real. It's happening.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Get up. It's 8 o'clock. Let's go. Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan.
Get up and check your hog out there.
Yeah. Come here, Groundhog.
This is not a permanent switch as far as I know, but on social media, our wonderful social media director asked if you like the new lineup today. So everybody's all up in a tizzy. We are a one-day flipperoo. Chuck and Chernoff in the morning, and the rest of the lineup all in different places. Buck will be on today at 10. Brand new spot for him.
Midnight. Well,
locker room. Brand new spot at 11
okay,
to 2.
Yes, absolutely.
And what? Then Nicholas and Christopher, 2 to 6, including Bravesuary with Ozzie Albies at 5 p.m. So look forward to that. Chuck, you're a sucker for a good mock draft, aren't you?
Oh, I appreciate the perspectives. Absolutely.
How about these 7-round mocks? Those are my favorite. You might as well just be blindfolding, you know, throwing darts when you get past the third round.
I appreciate a little bit of ambition.
I saw two different mocks, and I went...
Oh, I love mock drafts.
So do I. I really do. I love a good... Mornings and mocks, two of my favorite M's. Kevin Knight from The Falcoholic did his first 7-round mock, which means he'll do more. And I appreciate it because I don't have the time nor the want to come up with 7 rounds of this stuff. But Kevin Knight says the Falcons at number 8 will take Paris Johnson, offensive tackle, Ohio State. And I thought, well, he doesn't rush the passer. Because we're all so obsessed with them getting a pass rusher in the draft that makes us sort of like tunnel vision on the pick. But if they took Paris Johnson, let's say he's the best tackle in the draft, that pick does make a lot of sense for two reasons. A, you get young and good on the outside at tackle, but you also then don't pay Caleb McGarry, right? You move on from that money that you can now allocate somewhere else. There is a chance Caleb's really good and he finally blossomed in this his fourth season, or he just had one really good year in a contract a year after getting the fifth-year option turned down, and he'll revert back to just being better than average. I don't know the answer, but taking Paris Johnson would make a lot of sense for those reasons. The other one is, I guess there's always a chance you could kick somebody inside, right? A Paris Johnson or a Jake Matthews. I don't know if they could play guard and do it well, but there is that opportunity. But Kevin Knight in the second round has the Falcons taking Nolan Smith.
Okay, I want to back up one thing about Paris Johnson. Hmm. If I get better at one of my two most important pass protection spots, I'll figure out who used to play there. If I have an upgrade, I mean, Bill Parcells, he put it so simply and it was perfect. He always said he had a 53-man philosophy because he had a 53-man roster. He's like, if I can improve the third tight end, he was like, we'll get better at third tight end. If I can improve one of my two tackles.
And get cheaper.
I'll figure out what happens to the other guy.
Nolan Smith in the second round, so you get your edge rusher, who might be a first-round talent, but the injury might drop him, I guess, to the second round. Then you just start throwing some darts here. Kevin's got Garrett Wilson, the corner from Syracuse, to the Falcons in the third round. Jamie Robinson, safety from Florida State in the fourth. Jaden Reed, a wide receiver from Michigan State, also to the Falcons in the fourth. Then he's got D. Winters, a linebacker from TCU, going in the fifth. And a couple of seventh-rounders, Jalen Redmond, a D-tackle from Oklahoma, and Trey Tucker, who played wide receiver at Cincinnati with Desmond Ridder. Then I saw one from Pro Football Focus, and I have no idea how this would happen. And this might be ones that fans can just generate because somebody sent it to me. One of these mocks had Will Anderson to the Falcons at eight.
When I tell you a week now,
how would that ever?
Yeah,
how would that ever happen?
I said, what did I say?
The first seven teams don't get their picks in.
I said, I need four things to happen. I can only figure out three of them.
Yeah, I think this is a My Falcon mock that you can do your own. So you manipulate the first seven so Will Anderson's there.
Because I know that there are three quarterbacks off in the first seven picks. Mm-hmm. So that means for Will Anderson to be available, I need to figure out the next four.
All right, if Jalen Carter's
really
one of them.
Can't.
No, you can't. It'd be wonderful, though. It'd be wonderful. This generated a fan draft had Kelee Ringo going second to the Falcons, in the second round to the Falcons. Christopher Smith in the fourth round.
It was very centric.
Very SEC, very Georgia centric. But again, who doesn't love mocks in the morning? Like, what a great couple of M's to keep people entertained on their drive into work. All right, coming up next.
Really gets annoying how many times you have to do the mock drafts.
Depends on where you're looking. Again, a good mock is very underrated. Seven round mocks. If there were eight rounds of draft, I'd look for an eight rounder. Coming up next, the Kang reminded me why a midweek NBA game is a must-watch. And for all of us, too. We'll talk about that next.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.